Good morning, St. Bruno's. That was a powerful reading today. I really enjoy this scripture passage, but the followers of Jesus trying to make sense of all that had happened with the sentence and the crucifixion of Jesus, and then he was raised from the dead, and they're trying to figure it out. It says that the two disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've walked 7 miles, you know it probably takes about 2.5 hours. It's a long walk. And these guys were walking along, and they were conversing. But it also said they were debating. And knowing that it was kind of in the Middle East, it was probably more debating than conversing about all the things that had happened. Now, after the crucifixion, we all know what happened with the apostles. Even during the trial, they all scattered because they knew the Romans crushed anybody who they wanted, who they thought were enemies or against them. They didn't mess around. And now they took Jesus and crucified him. And all these guys said, "I'm out of here." And they ran. They denied him. They went all different directions and they hid. These two disciples said, "We're leaving town. We're going back home. We're not going to stick around here." And trying to make sense of all the things that happened, Jesus being sentenced and convicted and killed so quickly. He was their teacher. They were close to him. They probably went with him for 2 to 3 years following him. They had a relationship with him. Now, I don't know about you, but in my life, I kind of try to make sense of this. When I've had somebody, or maybe you guys have had somebody in your life close to you who has died quickly, maybe during the pandemic, and you're trying to make sense of what happened and what is happening, and then you have your family members who are going through the same thing, and then sometimes when you thought you had a close relationship with one of your family members, it goes haywire because your emotions are raw, because you're trying to make sense and nobody understands. And then people start accusing each other, and they start, like these guys, debating. And your close relationships kind of get messed up during this trying to understand what's going on with this person who's close to you who died. Then these disciples following Jesus, who were close to him, and explained the whole thing to Jesus. How he came and how he preached and how he was close to God and how they sentenced him and how they crucified him. And now they think that he raised from the dead. These guys were his disciples. And now it says they were hoping he was the one. So they went from belief to now maybe he was. We're hoping he was. So their faith is dropping. And they're debating. And they're frustrated. And they're concerned. Where is this going? And Jesus comes up to them. And he tells them all about Jesus. All about himself. And he starts using the scriptures to explain it to them. After he hears their explanation, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. So essentially, Jesus had a Bible study. A 2.5 hour Bible study. And there was no bulletins to read, so they couldn't get away with that. They had to listen, and they did listen. Now, I don't know what Jesus used as far as some of these scriptures, but there are over 300 prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. So Jesus could have used a number of things. So today, I'm going to have a catechism class with you guys. You guys ready? All right. I'm going to read some of the scriptures that I think Jesus might have used. I would have loved to have been there and heard this. But he could have used any one of these. So I'm going to start off with Deuteronomy. Now, in our first reading, Peter talks about how King David was prophesied that somebody would be coming from him. I don't know if you heard that in the first reading. But I'm going to read to you what Samuel told, what Moses said, and what Samuel said, and all these guys. So you get an understanding of what these disciples were listening to when they heard Jesus. Moses said, "A prophet like me will the Lord God raise up from you, from among your own kindred. That is the one to whom you shall listen." Samuel, talking to King David. "When your days have been completed and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up from your offspring after you, sprung from your loins, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who shall build a house for my name, and I will establish his royal throne forever." Isaiah the prophet. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin, pregnant, about to bear a son, shall name him Emmanuel." The Psalms, Psalm 22, Jesus recited part of this on the cross. "They will divide my garments among them, for my clothing they cast lots." Zechariah, "Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. A just Savior is he, humble and riding on a donkey. And he will proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea." Now these two disciples heard that. And when they heard that, their hearts were burning. And they said, ah, their faith was getting restored. And then he sat down at table with them. He took bread, broke it, blessed it, broke it, gave it to them, and then their eyes were opened. Jesus told them who he was, why he had come, and why it was necessary that he came. In our life, Jesus wants us to understand the same thing. Now, many of you have gone to catechism, right? Yes? You went to Catholic grammar school, some of you, right? High school, Catholic high school. Maybe even Catholic college, maybe. We have the information, just like these disciples. We got all the information. They know the story. We know the story. But do we tell the story? Do we share the story? Or we just know the story? We are called to know the story, and we are called to tell the story. Now, I had the opportunity yesterday, right here, baptizing seven kids, seven little babies. One of them was running around all over the place. And in that, I tell the parents, do you accept the responsibility of raising these children in the practice of the faith? To know the commandments as Jesus taught us by loving God and Savior? Do you clearly understand what you're undertaking? And these are the parents. What do you think they're going to tell me? Yep. But do you think they share the message? Do we share the message? Jesus tells us in the scripture, before he gets ascended into heaven, he tells his apostles three things to do. Three things. Go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the last one, teaching them all that I have commanded you. That's not for the disciples. That's for all of us. Do we do that? Do we do it with our children? Or do we, after confirmation, we sort of, they're 14, okay, they're on their own. We see sometimes people going the wrong way in our life. Do we share the message of Christ, or we don't want to offend them? What did Jesus tell us to do? We are students of his word, We need to be more students of His Word. We need to know the Scriptures. Because in the Scriptures, that's what Jesus did to open the eyes of these disciples. To bring them not to hope, but to faith in Him. And then He revealed Himself in the breaking of the bread. Ladies and gentlemen and children, that's what you're doing today. You've heard the Scriptures. You're going to have the breaking of the bread. Now, it's up to you to go out, like these two guys, to go out and share the message. You know it. You need to share it. And you increase sharing it by knowing the Word of God and applying it in your life and sharing it with others. St. Paul wrote in Romans, I'm going to be a little Protestant here. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. If you're having problems with your faith, read the Scriptures. Let them convert you. Let them transform you. And like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, let those Scriptures burn in your heart. Increase your faith. And then have Him reveal Himself to you in the Eucharist. And when you come up, you can truly say amen. Our responsorial psalm, does anybody remember it? Raise your hand if you remember it. Ah. What was the responsorial psalm?
Lord, You will show us the path.
Path to life. Bam. Right over there. You will show us the path to life. These two guys were leaving Jerusalem. They weren't sticking around. But after Jesus showed them in the Scripture who He was, after He revealed Himself in the Eucharist, what did those two guys do? They got back on the path and went back to Jerusalem in the night. A 2.5-hour walk back. To share the story. Jesus showed them the path. Let Him show us the path so that we can go and share the story of Christ. Amen.